Maybe you've been noticing in the news the last couple of months images that are coming to us from space, from the Webb telescope, the successor to the Hubble telescope. These amazing, awesome photographs of the stars. And it's not just what's awesome in the photograph, what's capturing a lot of people's attention is what's behind them. Another whole field of stars that we've never seen. Light that is coming to us from 13 billion years ago. Abraham, can you count the stars? That is the kind of abundance that I will give you. That is your legacy. That is your progeny. That story, that ancient story, is the DNA of whatever we talk about when we talk about abundance and when we talk about giving. Jesus picks it up in the gospel reading today, talking about how to invest, how to have enough and more than enough. If you were in church last week, you remember the readings were very different. First one from Ecclesiastes, vanity, vanity, all is vanity. And the New Testament parable, the rich man who says, I'll just tear down my barn and build bigger ones to put all my stuff. And God says, tonight your life is over. What kind of investment was that? So Jesus picks it up today and takes it forward, saying, this is how to invest. As he says, to sow a purse for yourself that will not wear out. As usual, he does not hold back, paints in vivid colors. He says, this kind of extreme abundance can only be had by giving everything away. That makes me clutch my purse a little closer, thinking, well, how much is everything? I think it's very possible that Jesus really did mean what he said. St. Francis thought so. He gave everything of his own away, and half of what his father owned, which got him in jail, thrown in jail, and then kind of disowned from the family, and he discovered this sense of extreme abundance in life that really does seem to work when it's tried. But I also think it's a distraction to talk about how literal that is or how much we should give away, and instead much more productive to focus on the energy of giving. Because once we start down that, it becomes infectious and it grows. And it becomes, I think, can become everything. Last week, I think I experienced something of that I'm still pondering in an unexpected place. I was at the giant laundromat down in East Norwalk. And I was there with some other volunteers for Laundry Love, this ministry that our church started several years ago with four of the other church, Episcopal churches in the neighborhood. And when we all gathered, all volunteers gathered, I met Deborah. Deborah was about 8. She had been at the laundromat the month before with her mom doing laundry, and she said to one of the volunteers then, I can help. And so this month she had her lanyard with her card, you know, her laundry card on it, and greeted people and took them to their machine and loaded it up. And what was extraordinary was watching what happened when people encountered Deborah. Because she held herself with dignity, and she met them with dignity. She knew she had something to give, and she gave it freely. And what happened in that room, you know, so many faces with so much care and so worn out brightened up when they encountered Deborah. They were finding something. Something was happening in this moment, a kind of an electricity. It's like shining of the stars. The second century bishop, St. Irenaeus, said, the glory of God is a human being fully alive. That is it. That is love given away. We can all shine like Deborah. Think of it. Each one of us is, just by our being, this conduit of love in the universe. Literally, figuratively, a star, maybe even literally. We're made up of stardust. We are able to give it all away. Give all the love that's in our hearts. And when we do, it makes more of itself. That's the wonder and alchemy of it. And those opportunities to love just come a dozen times each day. The packages look different. Sometimes love is tender care. Sometimes it's letting others make their own mistakes, not saying something. Sometimes it's patience. Sometimes it's resistance. But always, we can't stockpile love, and we can give all of it away in the moment, all the time. And the world ignites when we do. Jesus says that God will come, the world will end like a thief in the night when no one is expecting it. And I think one of the things he's talking about is that way in which love becomes even more powerful when the world grows cold and angry and embittered and selfish, like now. So that means the unexpected hour is now. Today is a good day to double down on the daily living of love. Deborah knows this. We know this. It's the only guarantee, if there is a guarantee in life, it's probably the only guarantee there is, that this is the purse that will not wear out, a treasure that just grows. It is the light and love of the universe. We have it all. And we give it all. And that is God. Now. Amen.